Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
World of glitz and glamour, where fame and power collide, there's often more darkness lurking beneath the surface than anyone is willing to admit. And in the case of Sean Diddy Combs, that darkness has bubbled to the surface in recent years, shattering the pristine image of a hip-hop mogul, entrepreneur, and cultural icon. Now facing a storm of legal battles with accusations ranging from sexual assault to sex trafficking, the spotlight isn't just on Combs, but on those who've bravely come forward to tell their side of the story. This is the story of the accusers, the ones whose lives were allegedly turned upside down by a man whose power and influence shielded him for decades. In this episode of True Crime Deep Dive, we explore the intricate, devastating tales of those who claim to have been victims of Diddy's manipulation, coercion, and abuse. These are the women and men who say they survived the unthinkable at the hands of a man who was once untouchable. Now, let's go into the details of each accuser's account. For years, Cassandra Ventura, better known as Cassie, was a familiar face in the music world, a talented singer with the backing of none other than Diddy himself. Her career seemed destined for greatness. But behind the spotlight, there was allegedly a darker, more sinister relationship at play. Cassie's lawsuit, filed in November 2023, was the spark that ignited a firestorm of other accusations. According to the lawsuit, Cassie's personal and professional relationship with Combs, which spanned over a decade, was riddled with physical, sexual, and emotional abuse. The details she provided were harrowing. Allegations of being forced to take illicit drugs, coerced into participating in violent sexual encounters with male sex workers while Combs filmed the acts, and subjected to brutal physical beatings. It's difficult to imagine what it must have been like to live under such conditions, especially when the world saw Cassie as a rising star under the protection of one of the most powerful men in the music industry. But the lawsuit revealed that Combs' control over her life was near total. The abuse allegedly began shortly after they met in 2005, when Cassie was just 19. And Combs, a man of 37 years with vast resources and a well-established reputation, began grooming her for what would become a long cycle of control and violence. The CNN footage released in 2023 showing Combs physically assaulting Cassie in a hotel hallway shocked the public. The footage, dating back to 2016, corroborated many of her claims. In response to the video, Cassie took to Instagram acknowledging the deep wounds she carried. "Domestic violence is the issue. It broke me down to someone I never thought I would become." Cassie's bravery in coming forward opened the door for others to do the same, and as we'll see, her accusations were only the beginning of what would become an avalanche of lawsuits against Sean Diddy Combs. Just days after Cassie's bombshell lawsuit, another woman, Joy Dickerson, stepped forward with a story from decades past, one that echoed the same chilling themes of coercion and abuse. In 1991, Joy was a psychology student at Syracuse University. She was bright, ambitious, and perhaps a bit starstruck when she agreed to go on a date with Combs, then an up-and-coming figure in the world of hip-hop. According to her lawsuit, what began as a seemingly innocent dinner date quickly took a sinister turn. Combs allegedly pressured her to continue the evening at a recording studio, where Joy suddenly realized that she had been drugged. Unable to stand or walk, Joy was at the mercy of Combs, who she alleges drove her to another location and sexually assaulted her. But the trauma didn't end there. Joy later learned from a friend that Combs had recorded the assault and shared the video with others, a violation that would haunt her for the rest of her life. The lawsuit Joy filed detailed how this event derailed her studies and left lasting scars on her mental health and career prospects. Like Cassie, she sought justice under New York's Adult Survivors Act, which gave victims of sexual abuse the opportunity to file civil action even years after the crimes were committed. Joy's story highlighted just how long Combs' alleged pattern of abuse had been going on, stretching back to the early days of his career. Liza Gardner was only 16 when she met Sean Diddy Combs in 1990. For a young girl from North Carolina, meeting the stars of the R&B group Jodeci and being invited to New York was a dream come true. But that dream quickly turned into a nightmare. According to Liza's lawsuit, she and her 15-year-old friend Monica Case were invited to an event where they were given alcohol and marijuana by Combs and fellow R&B singer Aaron Hall. What followed was nothing short of horrific. Liza alleges that she was raped by Combs at Hall's apartment in New Jersey, while her friend was left to fend for herself. But perhaps the most disturbing part of Liza's story is that she wasn't alone when it happened. Devante Swing, one of the members of Jodeci, was allegedly in the room, watching as the assault took place. He did nothing to stop it. Liza's lawsuit names not just Combs and Hall, but also the record labels that she claims enabled this behavior by providing housing and resources for the artists. Her case also paints a picture of an industry where young girls were often left vulnerable to the whims of powerful men, with no one there to protect them. While many of the accusations against Combs come from women, Rodney Lil Rod Jones provides a disturbing look into how the alleged abuse extended beyond gender. A producer who worked with Combs on his 2023 album, The Love Album. Off the grid, Jones claimed that during the making of the album, he was subjected to a barrage of sexual harassment and abuse. Jones's lawsuit is perhaps one of the most detailed accounts of Combs' alleged predatory behavior toward men. He claims that Combs repeatedly groped him, forced him to solicit sex workers, and even attempted to groom him for sexual encounters with other men in the music industry, all under the promise of career advancements. The lawsuit paints a disturbing picture of a man who allegedly wielded his power to manipulate not just women, but anyone in his orbit. Jones also alleged that Combs' cousin, who was dating rapper Young Miami at the time, sexually assaulted him in front of Combs and his staff. The lawsuit names not only Combs, but also his son, Justin Dior Combs, and other key figures in Combs' empire, suggesting that the alleged abuse was part of a much larger pattern of behavior that extended into Combs' family and business associates. In 2003, Crystal McKinney was a 22-year-old model with dreams of breaking into the fashion industry. When she was introduced to Combs at a Sean John fashion show, she likely believed that her career was about to take off. Instead, what followed was an experience that would change her life forever. Crystal's lawsuit describes how Combs allegedly invited her to a recording studio after the fashion show. Once there, he pressured her to drink and smoke with him and his friends. According to Crystal, she believes the joint she smoked was laced with an unknown substance, which left her incapacitated. Combs then allegedly led her into a bathroom and forced her to perform oral sex on him before she lost consciousness. Crystal's story doesn't end there. She claims that after the assault, Combs blackballed her in the industry, effectively destroying her modeling career. The lawsuit outlines the profound emotional and psychological damage this incident caused her, as well as the long-term effects on her mental health. April Lampros met Sean Combs in 1994 while studying at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City. What started as a promising mentorship turned into an abusive relationship, according to her lawsuit filed in May of this year. April accuses Combs of sexually assaulting her on four separate occasions. In one, particularly disturbing incident, she claims that Combs forced her and his then-girlfriend, Kim Porter, to take ecstasy and engage in sexual acts while he watched. The lawsuit describes a cycle of abuse where April felt unable to escape, fearing both physical and professional harm if she tried to break away from Combs. After their relationship ended, April learned that Combs had secretly recorded their sexual encounters and shared the footage with others. Like so many of the other accusers, she believed that Combs had used his power to control and silence her, preventing her from ever finding peace. In June, Derek Lee Cardello Smith, an inmate serving time in Michigan, filed a lawsuit against Combs, claiming that the rapper had drugged and sexually assaulted him in Detroit in 1997. This case stands out, not just because it involves a male victim, but because of the legal wrangling that followed. Cardello Smith initially won a default judgment of $100 million after Combs failed to appear in court. However, the judgment was later set aside when it was discovered that the lawsuit had not been properly served to Combs. Despite this setback, Cardello Smith's accusations added another layer of complexity to the growing number of allegations against Combs, showing how his alleged pattern of abuse wasn't limited to a single gender or demographic. It highlighted the breadth of his alleged actions and how deeply those actions had affected multiple individuals, even spanning decades and state lines. Cardello Smith's story may not have gained as much media attention as some of the other cases, but it underscored a consistent theme among the allegations: power, manipulation, and a deep sense of fear that silenced many victims for years. The legal back and forth in his case showed the difficulty many victims face when seeking justice, particularly against someone as powerful as Sean Diddy Combs. In July, another accuser stepped forward. Adria English filed a lawsuit against Combs, Bad Boy Entertainment, and others, detailing a disturbing series of events that began at one of Combs' infamous white parties in the Hamptons. These parties, known for their opulence and celebrity guest lists, were anything but glamorous behind the scenes, according to English's account. Adria, who was working as a dancer at the time, described how she and her boyfriend were hired to work at Combs' parties. What began as a job quickly turned into a nightmare. English claimed that she was coerced into drinking alcohol that had been laced with ecstasy and forced to take narcotics at multiple events. As the parties progressed, she was allegedly told to change out of her usual white attire and into a black mini dress, a signal, she believed, that she was being trafficked as a sex worker. Her allegations don't stop there. English stated that she was coerced into having sexual encounters with party guests, including high-profile figures like Jacob Arabov, known as Jacob the Jeweler. She believes that these encounters were secretly recorded and used as pornography, adding a further layer of violation to her already traumatic experience. This lawsuit further revealed the twisted nature of these extravagant gatherings, where power dynamics were exploited and victims were allegedly silenced through fear, coercion, and manipulation. English's case highlighted not just the physical abuse, but the psychological torment that came with being trapped in such a world. Dawn Richards' lawsuit in September was particularly significant because she was a former protege of Combs, having been handpicked to join the girl group Danity Kane during the making of MTV's Making the Band. For years, she had a front-row seat to Combs' world, both in the music studio and behind closed doors. What she witnessed and experienced herself was a culture of fear, manipulation, and abuse. Richards' lawsuit detailed the grueling conditions she and her bandmates endured, including rehearsing for up to 48 hours without breaks, being berated and humiliated by Combs, and being subjected to a toxic work environment where they were constantly on edge. But the abuse didn't stop at emotional and verbal harassment. According to Richard, Combs would often force meetings with her while he was in his underwear, barging into her dressing room unannounced and groping her during stylist fittings. The lawsuit also describes an incident in 2010 where Combs allegedly tried to punch her after she asked him to stop calling her and her bandmates derogatory names in front of others. Her lawsuit didn't just focus on the physical abuse. It also demanded unpaid salaries, royalties, and wages that Richard claims were withheld from her time working with Danity Kane and Diddy. dirty money. The lawsuit named numerous other entities associated with Combs, illustrating how the alleged abuse wasn't just a personal violation, but also a financial and professional one. Dawn Richards' bravery in speaking out provided insight into what it was like to work for Combs, shedding light on how he allegedly used his power not just to manipulate women sexually, but also to control their careers and livelihoods. In September, another lawsuit emerged, this one from Thalia Graves, who alleged that Combs and his bodyguard, Joseph Sherman, raped her in 2001. According to Graves, the assault took place after Combs and Sherman lured her to a recording studio under the guise of professional interest. Once there, Graves claims she was given a drink that she later believed was laced with a drug. She lost consciousness only to wake up restrained and bound as Combs and Sherman took turns raping her. Graves didn't report the crime at the time, fearing retaliation from Combs and his associates. Her fears were not unfounded. In 2023, she discovered that the assault had been recorded and shared without her knowledge, adding yet another layer of humiliation and violation to her already devastating experience. The lawsuit detailed how the crime and the knowledge that it had been filmed had long-lasting effects on Graves' mental health. The pain she endured didn't end with the assault. It followed her for years, knowing that the footage was out there being used to further degrade her. Her lawsuit, like many others, named not only Combs, but also Daddy's House Recordings, Bad Boy Entertainment, and other entities that she claims enabled this behavior. The alleged involvement of Combs' bodyguard also raised questions about how many people were complicit in these acts, helping to cover up and perpetuate the abuse. Each of these stories is harrowing in its own right, but together they paint a devastating picture of a man who allegedly used his power and influence to prey on those around him for decades. The accusations against Sean Diddy Combs span over 30 years and involve a range of disturbing behaviors, from sexual assault to psychological manipulation and beyond. As we move forward, these victims' voices are becoming louder, and their stories are being heard. It's important to remember that these are not just isolated incidents, but part of a much larger pattern of behavior that, if proven true, speaks to a deeply disturbing abuse of power. This is only the beginning of a long legal battle for Combs. The courage of these accusers, many of whom have waited years, even decades, to come forward, should not be overlooked. Their stories are a reminder of how difficult it can be to speak out against powerful individuals, and how important it is for those who do to have their day in court. In the world of fame, fortune, and influence, we often see the shiny surface, the glitzy exterior. But as this case continues to unfold, it's clear that what lies beneath can be far more sinister. These survivors are now stepping into the light, determined to hold their alleged abuser accountable no matter how long it takes. For Sean Diddy, Combs, the road ahead is fraught with legal challenges, and the question remains, will the allegations be enough to bring down a man who has spent decades at the top of the entertainment industry? Only time will tell. But for now, the accusers are the ones reclaiming their power, one lawsuit at a time. Keep listening as we continue to follow this case and explore the intricate web of accusations, power, and justice in the world of Sean Diddy Combs.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed? for so long.
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.